This is The Bible Show. Welcome to The Bible Show Daily. We believe in the power of God's Word to transform our lives, so we want to be in it each and every day. So where are we at in the Bible today, Sam?
Today we are continuing in the Sermon on the Mount, and we've just closed out the section where Jesus has been talking about prayer, and now he's going to turn his attention to another spiritual discipline that's associated with prayer all throughout the Bible, and that is fasting, starting in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16.
And here it is. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
All right, so a couple of things that he's out of the gates here, because this is going to be a theme of where he goes with a lot of the passages to come, where it's like, don't do this for the approval and the applause and for everything of the world. Like, yeah, this is our deal. I want you to do this with me. Don't let other people see it. Don't make your face look, you know, like, oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah, because so people are like, what's going on? Yeah.
Well, I'm fasting. I don't know about you, but I fast a lot and pray so much. You're like, don't be like that. Like the hypocrites, you know, you do that, you've received your reward. God's moving on. Like he's not, that's it doesn't impress him. But one of the things about this is fasting really is, I think, one of the forgotten disciplines of our generation. Like both of us were talking about.
let's acknowledge it.
Full acknowledgement. Like we both really stink at this.
Yeah.
Like we talk about this. I feel like I teach on this every once in a while. I'm like, I really need to start fasting more. And it's, you know, obviously, you know, it doesn't end up happening. But when you read this passage, it says, when you fast, this is coming out of the mouth of Jesus, which means what?
He's assuming you are.
Yeah, you're going to fast. Of course, Jesus is like, when you fast, of course, you're one of my people. Of course, you're going to fast. And so then it's like, okay, well, why fast? And we go to the Old Testament, and here's some of the things that you see why they would fast, because it's all over the place in the Old Testament, New Testament. They would fast to seek deliverance from personal trials. First off, what's a fast?
Not consuming something, mostly food. You know, modern day, we do other things sometimes, but legitimately not eating food for a specific purpose to seek Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. And what happens when you're not eating food?
You're hungry.
You're hungry. And when you feel hungry, what does it make you want to do?
Eat.
Instead, what do you do?
Go to Jesus.
That's right. So it's like a reminder. It's something, I'm going to fast so that I'm annoyed by something, some hunger inside me that's unfulfilled. But instead of running to my crutch food, which is, you know, it's a good thing. Food is a good thing, you know. But instead, it's going to remind me to go to Jesus. And when I feel that, it's going to remind me to pray. When I feel the desire for whatever I'm fasting from, it's going to remind me, no, I'm going to spend this time with Jesus and offer this up to him. And so in the Old Testament, they would do that for deliverance and personal trials to show repentance. Like this, a big one was repentance, where if you did something, you would fast in repentance. It would intensify prayers, which it does. It would express surrender to God's will. It would show humility. It would avert judgment. It would be to prepare for war. So if you're going into a crisis or you're coming out of a crisis and you just need the nearness of God, fast. Like that's what they would do in the Old Testament. And Pastor Andrew Murray said something, and I really appreciated his perspective on this, but he said this, because it's always linked with prayer, right? He says, prayer is reaching out after the unseen. Fasting is letting go of all that is seen and temporal. Fasting helps express, deepens, and confirms the resolution that we are ready to sacrifice anything, even ourselves, to attain what we seek for, the kingdom of God.
That's good.
So to put that in worse words.
Yeah, let's recap that.
But prayer is like, man, I feel the need for something I don't have. I feel a deficiency, and I want to ask God to provide me with something I don't have. Fasting is the other side of that coin, where it's like, here's stuff I do have. You know, if I'm fasting from coffee, okay, I have this, I'm going to set it aside. And every time that I think, I would like, oh yeah, I had that, I set it aside to remind me that I really want more of God. I don't need coffee. I need more of him. And every time I think about it, because I'm so undisciplined in my brain and everything else, like I'm going to use that to trigger me to think of God. and to realize that he is the one who satisfies my greatest longings.
And that quote's wild because he does get to the part, like, sacrifice anything, even ourselves, because if it is food, which I think Jesus is talking about, like, you die if you don't eat eventually.
That's right.
So it's saying to God, like, I'm not just giving up food for food's sake. I'm giving up food to seek you out in this moment.
Yeah. And there's something that's really powerful about that, because when you're going in prayer and you're petitioning, I mean, that's why Jesus at the beginning of the Lord's Prayer is like, seek God first, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's all about him.
This is later on, yeah.
Then come with your list. But with this, with fasting, what it is like, I've got stuff. I don't need this stuff right now. Even food, like, which is survival stuff. I'll set that aside because what I really need, it's a declaration that what I really need more than anything else is you, God. And so I want to be reminded of you because I'm so undisciplined in my own thoughts to chase after you. And this isn't something, again, like so many of the commands that you find in scripture, it's not something that God says, fast, show your adoration of me. Like Jesus fasts.
Yeah.
Like he fasts. I mean, the second person of the Trinity, God himself in the flesh, will fast from food. 40 days in the wilderness where he's fasting, right? Well, he didn't have to do that for us. He didn't have to come into this world for us, but he does that because he's seeking us, yeah. Right? He's exhibiting his righteousness in doing that because he seeks time with us. And that's what this is about. Fasting, if it's just like, oh, I need to check a spiritual discipline box and, yeah, you know, do my holy thing. Like if it's not driving you into communion with God to where you're sensing his relationship and growing, it just defeated the purpose. It hasn't done anything for you. The point of it is to say, God, you're more precious than anything that I have. And here's something we talked about recently that I love. Right now, Jesus is fasting. Did you know that?
Yeah, he won't eat or drink until he comes back.
That's right. When you get to the Lord's Supper, when he takes the cup of redemption and everything else, he says, I will not drink of this with you until the day where we're together in glory, essentially. And so you think about that, like Jesus is fasting for you right now. How powerful is that? Like,
it's crazy.
He is waiting for the fulfillment of something to be with you. And he's like, okay, now when you fast, what are you fasting for? What are you longing for? And what's the point? Like, I want to be with you. I want time with you. I want so many reminders all around me that send me into the goodness of God and into communion with you and into your presence. Like, what else can I give up that's going to remind me? And we, you and I, you know, are so bad at this particular spiritual discipline, but it really is a beautiful one when you sense why it is you do that. And Lent, you know, there's all kinds of stuff you can fast from, but food's a good one. Coffee's a good one. Social media is a good one. Like where you have that itch where it's like, oh yeah, it's time for me to.
That would be a crazy one. Yeah. We all would be praying a lot.
Doom scroll. Yeah. Why don't you spend some time with him instead? Which one's going to leave you more full and satisfied and everything else? And we're just dumb creatures sometimes where we keep running to the things that enslave us and hurt us. And it's like, no, set all that aside. Come to me. That's the point. What jumps out at you most?
I think after talking about it, seen as an invitation not to lose something, but to gain Jesus. Because I think my mind says, like, oh, I don't want to fast. Like, I don't want to give stuff up. I don't want to have any discomfort. I'm such, you know, weak and small in that regard. To say, like, no, Jesus offering himself in a very particular way that's powerful.
Yeah.
And I'm an idiot for not wanting that more.
Yeah. That's mine, too. So, well said.
I guess we have to put it on the calendar.
I mean, really.
That is a good thing. Yeah, I do anything that's on my calendar, so why would I not put that on there?
Yeah. That's a really good idea. We should send invitations to ourselves to fast. Anyway, all right.
Let's pray over this. Lord, what do we see this as a beautiful invitation, God? That you're coming to us and saying, I want to be connected with you. Will you draw near to me? So Lord, we just pray by the power of your spirit, God, that you would make us simple folks have an attitude that desires this. Would you transform us from desiring the things of this world and desire the things of you, God? That you are great, that you are wonderful, that you are near to us, Lord. So, Lord, in reality, God, would you just practically, Lord, put this on our hearts to actually do? Would this not be something that we just, you know, think about today and we neglect until we forget it again? But would your spirit, in a sense, kind of nag us until we do find this discipline and find it beautiful and practical? So, Lord, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Bible Show. If you enjoyed this podcast, please remember to like and subscribe and leave a kind review to help us in the world of tech algorithms. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We'll see you next week with another episode of The Bible Show.